This is Local Views of the News, last time in January, '09. California is one of those states which practices term limits in the legislature. State Assembly members and senators can be re-elected to a seat just once, and then they're out. This rule was imposed by popular initiative because the voters perceived, correctly, that the state was being run by a club of well-entrenched good old boys and their favorite lobbyists. The rule hasn't necessarily resulted in better representation, however, because the good old boys have become adept at dancing the term limit shuffle. When they term out of one job, they've already got their sights set on another one. 4th District Senator Sam Onestad of Grass Valley terms out next year, and former Assemblyman Rick Keene, who already termed out, will be running for his job. Onestad says he wants to run for lieutenant governor, a job which comes with bigger and better office space in the Capitol building, but little else to recommend it. The LG is the anonymous person nominally in charge when the governor travels out of state and gets to hold the gavel when the Senate is in session. Usually the lieutenant governor will run for governor at the next opportunity, but you'd have to search deep into the history books to find one who was successful. So Onestad is willing to invest the time and money it takes to run a statewide campaign just to get a low-stress, dead-end job that keeps him roaming the halls of the Capitol. Politics is an intoxicating endeavor. Here's a story that spans at least three of the topics we usually discuss on Local Views. Earlier this month, a developer presented a proposal for yet another new commercial building at the Western County's busiest intersection, Brunswick and Sutton, right across the street from the new Walgreens under construction. Under any circumstances, this proposal would have lit a fuse in the planning wars, but this one is especially hot because the general economy is cold. Opponents said the Walgreens was excessive because two similar businesses already inhabit the nearby territory. But this new proposal includes a restaurant, which would be the 10th scattered near that intersection, not counting the drive-through coffee place nor the fast food cluster on the other side of the freeway. Ordinarily, business owners are reluctant to complain about competition. It's the spirit of capitalism, you know, the free market evolution of retail commerce. Bring it on and let the consumers decide for themselves. But retail is a little fragile right now. Instead of open competition, it's time to circle the wagons. Some of the other restaurant owners kicked off an opposition campaign last week with a news release. It wasn't the usual stuff about architecture and traffic. It was a simple and blunt, "We are the first ones here and we don't want any more competition." Making a buck in retail also is in the national news. The new president is enjoying exceptional popularity, which may or may not help him influence the economy as a whole, but there's already a little economic boom in the business of selling the Obama name and image. Most presidential campaigns generate merchandise. Starts with the buttons, the caps, the t-shirts, and spreads to any sort of cheap junk you can imagine. You make a few bucks selling it. It keeps the candidate's face and name on view, and years later the junk becomes valuable collectibles. Obama's popularity is such that this junk continues to pile up. You probably heard that a company in Illinois has been marketing a pair of dolls it calls Malia and Sasha, and the First Lady hollered foul, saying her kids should be off limits for commercial exploitation. But there are no hard and fast rules about such things. If the kids are off limits, does that mean you can sell all the Barack and Michelle dolls the market will bear? And if so, why? Entertainers and athletes are in control of their own images, at least to the degree that you have to pay them if you want to sell them. But there seems to be an unwritten rule that politicians are free for the picking. The really fun part of the story about the Obama dolls is that when the First Lady squawked, the manufacturer denied depicting the presidential children, saying the names were just a coincidence. That's the norm in retail. Not only is everything for sale, but you can tell all the lies you want just to sell it, even though everyone knows you're lying. We call that advertising, and it eliminates the need to offer a good product. All you need's a good lie. We're going to see a lot of economic reform in the near future. Before too many more retail businesses go broke, it would help if a few advertising agencies went down with them. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily tell the obvious lie for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.